KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
At least two people have been killed this afternoon as KZN is hit by severe weather. A short while ago, a crash between a taxi and a truck in Cato Ridge, west of Durban, left one person dead. Emergency services, who responded to the scene on the R103 at Doornrug Road, say the taxi rolled multiple times, ejecting its passengers. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jemison says they had to send more ambulances to help.
A total of 13 people had sustained various injuries, with one male, believed to be in his 40s, having sustained fatal injuries. He was declared deceased on the scene. Once all the injured were stabilised on scene, they were transported to both Maritzburg and Durban hospitals for the further care that they required.
Jemison says medics have responded to several road accidents as a result of the downpours today.
And with more predicted into the night, we'd like to urge all motorists to please take caution of the rain and try and avoid driving during the heavy downpours. We're seeing a lot of collisions in the normal hotspots, and we would like to encourage people to leave a little bit earlier to allow them to reach the destination on time.
At the same time, a 37-year-old man has been killed in Moy Mpofana after lightning struck their home. The Provincial Cooperative Governance Department says three other family members, including a baby, have been hurt in the incident in Townview. The SA Weather Service has issued several weather warnings for today. Southern KZN is on orange level 5, while there is a yellow level 4 warning in place for northern KZN. Umgeni Utigela Water has implemented water reduction in the treated volume supplied to the Durban Heights Water Treatment Works. It says there's excess algae at the Albert Falls, Nagel and Inanda dams. Spokesperson Siyabonga Maphumulo says some areas supplied by Durban Heights plant in Etegwini will experience disruptions.
While the waterworks is still producing potable water of excellent quality, the production capacity has decreased due to increased dislodging and the frequent backwashing of filters to get rid of the algae. Umgeni Utigela Water continues to monitor the raw water quality, and we anticipate that the problem will be resolved once the algal counts from the Albert Falls and Nagel dams subside. We apologize for the inconvenience caused and would like to urge the public to continue using water sparingly.
The EFF says preparations for its third elective conference are progressing well. The conference, known as the National People's Assembly, is taking place in Johannesburg next month. Branches are expected to choose new leaders and reform the organization's policies. A search team scour parts of Spain for bodies from extreme flooding. Barcelona's been put on red alert because of the threat of torrential rain there. Flights are being diverted from the city's airport and regional train services are closing. Sky's Adam Parsons is in Valencia.
This area, we were in red alert last night. What happens is your phone suddenly rings with this really loud alert, and everyone is told to try and get to high ground.
And Andrew Flintoff will explore the impact a Top Gear crash has had on his life for a new Disney Plus documentary. The former England cricket captain was left with facial and rib injuries from a collision while filming for the BBC show in 2022. Durban 19 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 17, Richards Bay 21. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.